What's up, everybody? Mr. Hey Vicious here. Now, in my last video, I mentioned that, I was going to start uploading my older videos. I wish I could upload my very first videos. They weren't MGTOW videos, but you thought I was bad now, yelling and screaming? You should have seen me back then, in 2008, when I was preaching to the choir about women and why they date thugs and why you shouldn't be a gentleman and all this shit. That was stuff was some really good shit, but back when I was doing that stuff, MGTOW wasn't really a thing. There's men and women, preaching to the choir. We had women back in those days telling men why women date thugs and why they go after the bad boy and all this shit and everything. Nowadays, when a girl posts shit like that trying to help out men and give them a free nickel's worth of advice, us MGTOWs go to their channel and start roasting them. They're like, "We don't need you, we're freaking MGTOW and blah blah blah. You're just trying to lure us back to the plantation. I see your puppy dog eyes and blah blah blah." I've seen that. So back when I started doing that, that's how things were. I wasn't involved in any groups or any live sessions or anything like that. But I wish I could show you those ones, but I lost my chip to my camera. I lost it. Can't find it anywhere. I also would show you guys how savage I was back then. But all those videos are gone, and my original channel is gone, and that's why. And then I took a break until about the end of 2015. I was ready to start using the MGTOW acronym to make videos. I was ready. Because I was looking into the website. I read through it, and with me and my friend, and we just looked into it, and I just said, you're like a 101 student, but shit. It's pretty much, MGTOW's pretty much the same thing. They're preaching the same way as Tom, pretty much. So, when I was ready to give in, I'm going to show you my very first MGTOW video that started this channel in the first place. I'm going to show you guys this, okay? And I hope you enjoy it, because this was fucking hilarious. It really was. I first started posting it on Facebook. I got a lot of fuck ton of views. And I got laughed at by my friends, my family, and they said, "This was fucking entertaining. You need to put this on a bigger platform." I was like, "Go to YouTube. That's pretty much MGTOW." And that day when I made that video, I was drunker than fuck with my friends. And my friends were to the side of me, watching me film myself do the video. And they were trying not to fucking laugh. They were just holding their mouths shut, just trying not to fucking make a noise or laugh. Because I told them, if you make a sound, I'm going to have to start all over again, and we're going to have to redo this. But yeah, because that day, we were all partying, getting drunk. One of my friends was depressed because this woman left him. And then I was sitting there giving him a lecture, and I was yelling and raising my voice like I always do. Because I got sick and tired of hearing about men crying and simping over their fucking ex-girlfriend when they know they can go and get up and go get another one. So I was just preaching to them, and everyone was just laughing, and then some people were recording me, like, "Dude, it's like, you need to do a video right now, right fucking now, man, and post it on Facebook. Do a video, preach to the choir, man, because we need to hear this shit. A lot of other men out there need to hear this shit." And so I did. I explained my side of the story in the video, and you guys are going to fucking laugh, because I got a lot of laughs out of this video. I thought, I was doing it for entertainment purposes, and at the same time, entertainment purposes, but at the same time, I was being serious. Okay? I didn't think where this was going to go. So, I first posted on Facebook, and everyone said, "That was fucking entertaining. Put it on a bigger platform." So, I posted it on YouTube as a MGTOW video. My friends were like, "Yeah, let's do it as a MGTOW video." And then, I was expecting a lot of bad feedback or something like that. Because MGTOW, most of the men, they wanted to stay away from girls, and I mentioned that I was in the adult film industry. But I was shocked. I was shocked. After 3 weeks, I'm seeing all the comments in the comment section, and people are like, "You're a MGTOW? And you're an adult film producer? Hey, man, that's not a fucking bad idea at all, man. How'd you get in there?" So I gave them my link, because they were interested in getting into the adult industry. They're like, "That's not a fucking bad idea, bro." But I was expecting some bad feedback. But I did it. I did it. People were like, "Oh, that sounds great, man. That's, thumbs up on your adventure, man. I hope you have great success." And a lot of people are like, that's not a bad idea, man. So I got to know how to get in, man. I got to get in. That's what kind of feedback I got. And yes, and they said thank you when I sent them the link. So this is how you get your legal advice and everything. And they're like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, bro. I'm going to do this. A fuck ton of people were asking me how to get in. And they knew I wasn't bullshitting. Because a lot of them, they saw my work. And so, I'm going to post right now. You guys are going to see my very first MGTOW video that started this channel. I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys had a good laugh. Because my boss, when he saw that video, he was dying. He was dying. A lot of people found this hilarious, but you know, at the same time, they found it serious. And I had some pretty good points in there. And they understand why I started doing adult films, and it makes sense. So, here's my video. I hope you guys enjoy. What's up, everybody? I'm making this video is because a lot of you Facebook friends want to know what I do for a living. I told you one part of what I do for a living, and then I told you another part. There's the boring part, and then there's the fun part. You guys all want to know the fun part. Okay, so here it goes. You know, there's a question that's always asked. After I tell you the fun part, they ask me, what is it like to be in the adult industry? And I said, it's awesome. It's an awesome business. There's no business like it. It's fun. You work with beautiful women. And it's different every fucking time. It is never the same. It is always different. And people will ask me the next question, how'd you get into it? Well, when I was in high school, and I graduated high school in 2003, I wanted to decide to do something with my life. So, you know, I got a job doing auto glass. That's the boring part, and I've been doing it ever since. I still do it today, because it is good money. And then, I started looking into the adult industry because, you know, things in the adult, not in the adult business, but in the auto glass trade, it was getting bad. It was getting worse. We were getting pay cuts and everything when the economy collapsed and everything. I just needed to think of some way to do something else in my life. And so I did. I bought a bunch of ebooks and all this fucking shit. I learned, you know, computer programming, fucking, you know, graphic design, building websites and all this fucking shit. Yeah, and it's all adult film related. But then I started getting into production. And I'm glad I did, because I lost my job in 2012. The whole business that I was working for fucking closed down. Just out of the fucking blue. Just out of the fucking blue. And this is the reason why I don't get married, because women wanna run your business and take your fucking money. And this is why the business went out of business, because the stupid fucking owner let his fucking stupid wife fucking run the business, and he ran it all to the fucking ground. She took all the goddamn money. She was cutting our hours, cutting our wage and everything. That's fucked up. But anyway, I had to find a way to get the fuck out. So when I was in Vegas one time, an exotic dancer, and all exotic dancers say this to me all the time, just to get the fucking money out of my fucking hip pocket. They do this all the fucking time. This is what they fucking do. Well, they tell me how cute I am, and you know, well, how come you don't have a girlfriend? What the fuck are you doing in here? And this and that. And I was like, if I was so fucking cute, I wouldn't be in here, right? Yeah, you're right. But since you said I'm cute and fucking handsome, why don't you just fucking do me a favor, or do something? No, don't do me a favor. Fucking since you said that I was cute. So why don't you, what is your excuse not to kiss me? They just think about it. Alright, and then they wind up kissing me. Great, perfect. A lot of exotic dancers that I've, you know, had that same encounter with, you know, they wound up giving me their number, and I wound up hooking up with them. I mentioned that I wanted to do adult films and stuff like that, do my own production company. This was years back, and one girl said, you really want to know how to get into the business? I was like, I want to know how to get into the business. How do I get into it? So she slips me a card and she's like, call this number, visit this website, and it will show you the way. And it did. But before I get into that story, I was dating a lot. And every fucking woman that I fucking been with fucking fucked around on me. They didn't want anything to do with me, so, you know, girl after fucking girl after fucking girl, every time I tried fucking looking for love, my fucking dick took a fucking beating with that shit. Really fucking hard, too. And you know something? And for the last fucking time, this girl that I thought we were going to have something good for us, but no, she left me for a fucking thug biker that beat her and had his friends fuck her all goddamn night and day. I guess that's what she fucking wanted. And for the last fucking time, when I broke up with her, I pulled over in my fucking Mustang, I pulled over to the side of the road, and I started to cry over this fucking bitch. I was so pissed, I wanted to kill her. That's how bad I was. That's how bad it was. And then I started thinking to myself, you know what, I'm going to start paying attention to these exotic dancers because none of them are from New Mexico. I've had better relationships with girls outside of the state than inside of the state. And people out there do not fucking date a New Mexico corn-fed bread fucking woman in this town. They are disgusting. They're bad news. Don't do it. They will fuck around on you. Regardless how good you are in bed or career-wise or how good-looking you are. Because they will fuck you over. You may fuck her good and everything, but that's not going to keep her from not leaving you. It's too bad, ladies. Because I know every fucking bitch you rode on this fucking roller coaster, I already know it. Even the girls today that I hook up with, and I don't even want to have a relationship with them. They rode this fucking roller coaster, and after they rode this fucking roller coaster, I know every fucking time, and I guarantee you bitches out there looking at this fucking video, after you ride this fucking roller coaster, you're gonna be like this. I fucking guarantee you. But I don't give a fuck about you feeling like this. I don't care anymore. I don't care any fucking more. Any fucking more, especially you fucking stupid New Mexican bitches. I don't give a fuck about any of you. You women have bad fucking taste. I swear it. Yeah, every time I tried to date, my dick took a beating with that shit. And that day when I fucking pulled over my fucking car and started crying, I had enough with dating. So I started producing. I started looking into that. I looked at that car that exotic dancer gave me. I looked at it. And I went on the website. And I did my work. I met a lawyer and everything. I did my fucking work. I did my fucking research. And then when I lost my fucking job in 2012, I started getting to work. And one of the reasons why I went into the adult industry is because every fucking friend that I had would talk shit about the business. They'd be like, oh, I could do that shit. I would do it. I could be in a porno movie. I can do this and that. They never followed through. I'm the only one out of my fucking friends. I'm the big kahuna around here who fucking followed my fucking dream and fucking made it happen. I made a fantasy to become a fucking reality. That's me. Out of all my friends, I knew I was always the fucking big kahuna around here. So I went and did it. My very first video shoot, I wasn't in the video. I just got the girl on the fucking bed in her fucking bikini. I had her do a fucking balloon fetish. She pounced on it and everything and stripped down slowly and all this fucking shit. I did foot fetishes. I did all that. I did all kinds of fucking fetishes before I even got into the hardcore shit. And then I
became the fucking major big fucking big fucking kahuna right there. I'm so fucking pissed off right now, I can't even talk straight. So fucking pissed right now. But I'm telling you guys right now, it's fun being in the adult industry. There's nothing wrong with it. People who talk shit about the adult industry and who went through it is because they're junkies. They're drug addicts. They had to fucking get high to do something they didn't want to fucking do. The fuck is your problem? There's people out there working at McDonald's and they're so smart they can do something else. But no, and then they sit there and they stay there and they hate their job because there's too weak up here. Oh my God. There's nothing wrong with the adult industry. Nothing. If you hear negative things about the adult industry, there's nothing wrong with it. There's no one in there. Everyone has to get high just to fucking do their fucking thing and everything. It's not. Only stupid people get high before they have to go on a fucking video shoot. They're the stupid ones. But anyway, after I did my very first video shoot, I gave that woman five crisp $500 bills for doing those little video shoots. And she wasn't in there that long. She made somebody else's paycheck in a couple hours. She made more than in a week, than most people that make in a week after taxes. In a couple hours. And after I gave her those crisp $100 bills, I was proud of myself. I had a confidence level like no other. And I saw how easy that was. All the interviews I did with these women, I had to meet up with them. Some of them didn't agree with what I wanted to shoot. Some people did. But I am very open-minded in this business. I'm not just about one thing. Now you know how I got into the adult industry. Now you know how I feel about the adult industry and how it affected me. And you know something? I'm never gonna date again. Ever the fuck again. Ever again. Why should I date anybody when I have this? I played in my own videos. Because I'm the fucking big kahuna here. And I don't force anybody to do anything that they don't want to do. But I like shooting adult films. I love it. Because when you're on my set, I'm the fucking big kahuna here. Nobody else. And nobody else is gonna fucking barge into my fucking shit and ruin my fucking get in the way of my fucking goddamn sunshine. I'm happy where I'm at. So if ladies out there, if you want to do any some film work, hit this guy up. But don't ask me to date you, because I won't. Peace out, everybody. I hope you understand what I said. And I hope I answered your questions out there. Now you know how I feel about the adult industry, what it's like, and how I got into it. Peace out.